Topic 52. Delight your users. Guy Kawasaki once said, "When you enchant people, your goal is not to make money from them or to get them to do what you want, but to fill them with great delight." Our goal as developers is to delight users. That's why we're here, not to mine them for data or count their eyeballs or empty their wallets. Nefarious goals aside, even delivering working software in a timely manner isn't enough. That alone won't delight them. Your users are not particularly motivated by code. Instead, they have a business problem that needs solving within the context of their objectives and budget. Their goal is that by working with your team, they'll be able to do this. Their expectations are not software-related. They aren't even implicit in any specification they give you, because that specification will be incomplete until your team has iterated through it with them several times. How do you unearth their expectations then? Ask a simple question. How will you know that we've all been successful a month, or a year, whatever, after this project is done? You may well be surprised by the answer. A project to improve product recommendations might actually be judged in terms of customer retention. A project to consolidate two databases might be judged in terms of data quality, or it might be about cost savings. But it's these expectations of business value that really count, not just the software project itself. The software is only a means to these ends. And, now that you've surfaced some of the underlying expectations of value behind the project, you can start thinking about how you can deliver against them. Make sure everyone on the team is totally clear about these expectations. When making decisions, think about which path forward moves closer to those expectations. Critically analyze the user requirements in light of the expectations. On many projects, we've discovered that the stated requirement was in fact just a guess at what could be done by technology. It was actually an amateur implementation plan dressed up as a requirements document. Don't be afraid to make suggestions that change the requirement if you can demonstrate that they will move the project closer to the objective. And finally, continue to think about these expectations as you progress through the project. We've found that as our knowledge of the domain increases, we're better able to make suggestions on other things that could be done to address the underlying business issues. We strongly believe that developers who are exposed to many different aspects of an organization can often see ways of weaving different parts of the business together that aren't always obvious to individual departments. Tip 96. Delight users. Don't just deliver code. If you want to delight your client, forge a relationship with them where you can actively help solve their problems. Even though your title might be some variation of software developer or software engineer, in truth it should be problem solver. That's what we do, and that's the essence of a pragmatic programmer. We solve problems.